You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Paul Ash, the Sunday Times travel editor, is on the line with us. And Paul, good morning and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Good morning, Pamela.
We're good, Paul. How is the treasure hunt going?
It's going marvelously. We've had many thousands of entries.
Yes.
People are really excited.
Yes.
And we're now in week five today. Next week six, will be the final week, and that will take people up to win the grand prize, 700,000 rand.
No chance of getting not even one hint of just give us one little line.
My lips are sealed.
Okay.
You're getting nothing from me.
I can't say I didn't try, hey, Paul. I can't say I didn't try. We're talking train travel this morning, Paul.
Yeah, indeed. I am a train fan, as people who know me will attest. And I've been looking at various train trips around the world. My friends and I want to go and do the Trans-Siberian Express in December.
Yes.
Right when the Russian winter and the Siberian winter really kicks in. But before that, I'm kind of keen to explore what South Africa's trains still have to offer.
Mm.
So, Praza and Shosholozamail get a bit of a bad rep.
Yes.
And yet, we've got trains that pretty much cover the length and breadth of this country. Okay? Mm. They're not fast. They're not widespread. But, I'm going to do something this year, and I'm going to take my bicycle, and I'm going to put it in the baggage wagon, and I'm going to see where I end up at dawn and get off there and go for a ride. And I want to kind of encourage people to look at going slowly and looking at exploring different methods of transport and use the trains.
So realistically, though, Paul, I mean, if you are planning, a five-day holiday or a seven-day holiday, you've got to factor in they're just so unreliable, though.
Yeah, look, they've had a lot of issues, and I think it's an operational thing in that, in the old days, passenger trains were kind of paramount, so goods trains got out of the way for them, which meant they could keep the schedule. Things have changed. Transnet, Freight Rail, now their trains take priority over the passenger trains, which means that, the trains PE will be thundering along very nicely, and they'll come to a goods train that's moving slower, and too bad. Get out of the way of the goods train. It's unfortunate, but the trains don't always run late. Not all the time.
If you say so, let's talk about comfort. I mean, are they comfortable? I haven't been in a long distance train in a very long time. So I must be honest. I don't know. It's a genuine question.
Look, I tell you, a lot will depend on the train crew itself, and
that's
what happens on the train will depend entirely on the train manager. Is he or she interested in the job? In which case, I've had brilliant train managers, and the trains just work spectacularly. They're clean, dining car works well. Often there's this sort of feeling it goes beyond the train. The crew are happy, and the engine crew are happy, and the train just seems to run better. Generally, they are in very good condition, and they are very clean. And the food, it used to be franchised out to a fast food company, and Shosholozamail, Praza, took it back. And food is really, it's not cordon bleu, but it's fish and chips and burgers, and there's a great bacon and egg and toasted salami in the mornings. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Maybe we should. Yes, I was going to say, and it's also quite affordable. So maybe it's something to think about. Maybe it's definitely something to put on our to-do list. So the long-distance cycling in the Karoo is also quite something.
Well, that's why I'm kind of combining it, because I want to see if this theory will work, that I could get off, say, the Trans-Karoo. Not that it's called the Trans-Karoo anymore. It's now called train. The Cape Town Joburg tourist class. Get off at Beaufort West at 6, kind of do a long circle through the Karoo on my bike, which has kind of been converted into a two-wheeled bucky, and find the railway further down and catch the train back. I don't want to be driving with a bike strapped to the back of my car. I want to use the trains to take me to where I need to go. You know what I mean?
Listen, I actually love that. Someone here wants to speak about steam trains. Maruma Khaye from Joburg CBD. Hello, Maruma Khaye.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you about the steam train from Johannesburg to Mahalis. You used to do that in the 80s. I don't know whether it's still available. It's a wonderful journey. And we have a picnic spot in the other side of the Mahalis.
To be honest, Marumakhai, I have no idea. Let's find out from Paul. Paul, you know about that train?
Ah, indeed, I do. I took it 3 weeks ago. It's still running. It's run by a private steam locomotive operator called Re-Steamers. They're based on the old loco shed in Germiston, and they run kind of once a month. Yesterday, they went to Irene, and it's a fabulous day out.
Yes. I know I should get a group of 500 people and we'll go there.
Sure. They'd like that business, for sure.
That's nice. Thanks, Marumakhai.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, man.
Bye. Okay, so it's still there, and it still functions. You said you took it about 2 weeks ago, did you say?
3 weeks ago. Took the train to Mahalisburg, and it's nicely done. You get to Mahalisburg, there are buses waiting to take you to the local picnic site, which is, I can't remember its name.
Yeah.
But you basically spend the day out, have a picnic. You spend a day in the country. Nice. They used to stop actually at Mahalisburg station.
Yes.
And you'd have a picnic there, but, you know, the grass hasn't been cut properly and the ablution facilities aren't really up to snuff. Mm. So, you know, I think Transnet Freight Rail's got to pull its finger off on that one. You know,
yeah.
That hurts tourism, you know.
Because it's all linked. I mean, it's one thing to talk about the train, but if you're going to be stopping by and that experience is not great, then you're going to be put off a bit.
Indeed. Yeah.
So you were telling us about the one. So it is doing well.
Yeah, it's reefsteamers.com, and they're based in Germiston, and they run pretty much once a month to somewhere, Irene or Mahalisburg.
So you were just telling us about your trip to the Karoo. So you will do the train and then start cycling from where exactly?
Probably from Beaufort West, because if the train is running on time, it gets there at about 6 in the morning, which is a good time to get on the road. And then I kind of plan to make my way on dirt roads to Mikiesfontein.
Mm.
It's a long ride.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of, it's quite epic. Mm-hmm. And then Mikiesfontein, I'll get the train back to Joburg. I mean, I just think...
Not a bad idea.
I want to prove that the concept works. And if it works, hey, let's knock on Praz's door. Yeah,
let us know. So, I mean, it is a thing, hey? Mauritius is a thing for South Africans, Paul. Why on earth is it a thing for South Africans?
You know what? It's close. It's pretty cheap to get there. Uh-huh. And it has that exotic holiday feeling that South Africans want. You know, it's like why they go on the cruise ships. It's to get away. Just,
they feel
slightly
like...
exotic, but that you can afford. Because let's face it, you know, we're here on the southern tip of Africa, and to get anywhere long haul is expensive.
Mm.
But Mauritius, it's 4 hours, you know, and it's exotic, and it's a kind of, it's your tropical island paradise. And South Africans have long understood that, that it's something different. You know, it's your island dream.
They don't see the Seychelles the same way, though, Paul.
Seychelles is a little bit further,
and
it's also more expensive. You know, the Seychelles traditionally is a more expensive destination. Okay. Would that it were cheaper? I mean, I'd love to go and rent a cottage in the Seychelles and spend a week, you know, kind of chilling and sea kayaking. But even that's an expensive holiday. Not to say South Africans don't do it.
They are,
you know, any time you're in Mahé, you go to hear our accents widespread.
No. You are literally in Durban. When you are, you are here. You've hardly left. You know, it looks different, but you've hardly left because all of us are around.
Indeed.
Well, I mean, it's wonderful chatting to you. And last week, next week, for that big treasure. And
indeed.
You're not giving us any hints, Paul.
No clues for finders keepers today. But if you go and buy your copy of the paper, you'll see the poem, the riddle, and it's beautiful poetry. Enjoy.
Paul Ash, who's the Sunday Times travel editor. Thanks very much for that, Paul.
Thank you, Pamela.
Bye-bye. All right, so no hints, but last week is the last week.